My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, and as we said last week, festive star of the Capitol Steps. It tis the season, and the Capitol Steps have put out numerous holiday albums. Elena, how are you?
I've got my bells on. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited because the Pope started tweeting this week.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm just imagining the, you know, the first tweet about Kim Kardashian or something like that.
Yeah, if he retweets anything she tweets, I think that'll diminish his reputation a little bit.
That's right. And I was kind of wondering because we all, you know, we all have spell check on our when we type a tweet, but he's infallible, so I guess he doesn't need that, right?
Apparently not. I think a lot of people are jealous. He's been on Twitter for what, a day, and he's got followers, and people have been on there for years. Like, you know, please join me. I'll have 1,000. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, they should try being infallible themselves if they want to have so many followers.
That's the key.
So it's Christmas season. Then we thought we could play our song. We actually have a song called "The 12 Days of Twitter" on our "Barack and Around the Christmas Tree" album.
Absolutely right, and this takes us inside the world of Twitter, the joys and a lot of times the frustrations. Here we go.
All right.
On my first day on Twitter, my true love sent to me a note that said,
OMG.
On my second day on Twitter, my true love sent to me two passing thoughts and a note that said,
OMG.
On my third day on Twitter, my true love sent to me three smiley icons, two passing thoughts, and a note that said,
OMG.
On my fourth day on Twitter, my true love sent to me four shopping updates, three smiley icons, two passing thoughts, and a note that said,
OMG.
On my fifth day on Twitter, my true love sent to me five LOLs. Four shopping updates, three icons, two passing thoughts, and a note that said,
OMG.
On my last day on Twitter, I just realized I gotta finish this in 144 characters or less. My true love heard from me. 12 I don't cares, 11 go aways, 10 get a life's, 9 whoop-de-doos, 8 tell me later, 7 does this matter, 6 kill me nows, 5 WTFs. With 4 letter words, 3 French ones, 2 ILUs.
What does that mean, I love you?
ILU means I'm leaving you. And all she said was,
OMG.
Oh, Elena.
I guess when the Pope tweets OMG, he really actually means, oh, my God.
I think you captured well the intellectual depth that is involved in most tweets out there.
I don't know. Yeah, what's the hashtag? Hashtag lame song by the Capitol Steps. We have today?
Well, we know that this is usually a pretty cold time of year, but here in Washington, it's been pretty warm.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Al Gore.
Yes, I'm sure he deserves the credit or the credit for any alarm that's going to be popping up as a result of it. But then, of course, if we do get any snow, that will paralyze the region for at least one day, if not two. So
that is why Al Gore invented global warming. I'm totally mixed up on this.
Exactly. But the Capitol Steps, this one goes all the way back to a Christmas bush, I believe. Is that?
Does it really?
It may. I think this one is one of the original Christmas classics from one of the earlier albums of the previous decade. So,
and global warming has still not been solved, so there you have it.
Well, there you go. So it's still relevant. Here we go.
Temperatures we
This is former Vice President Al
Gore. Ya look like they've embalmed ya, Gore.
Oh, Elena. The angelic strains of angels we have heard on high. Now focused
That's
on
right.
Al Gore's waistline. I love it.
That's right. And all the hot air that we're getting from the fiscal cliff is probably warming things right now, even as we speak. Are you ready to go over it? Are you ready?
I hear parachute stocks are soaring right now. So.
Well, thank God we're not federally funded over here. So.
That's right.
The taxpayers are not stupid.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but anyway, enjoy your shows. I'm glad you're not federally funded, so you're not about to be sequestered. Fortunately, neither are we. But
okay, well, we're taping our year-end radio shows at the Reagan Building this weekend and next weekend, so it's a fun time to come on down.
Excellent, and that is at the Reagan Building, right in the heart of downtown, right around between on 14th Street, I believe, right between Pennsylvania and Constitution.
1300 Pennsylvania.
There you go. You can't miss it. It's a great show. Been there several times, and it's always worth your time and a small investment. Elena?
Okay, thanks.
Good to have you with us. Have a great weekend.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building in Washington, as we just said, and also online at capitalsteps.com, where you can order their CDs. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.